Hey, sports fans, it's world champion Andy Gepper, Mike North. Punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, VegasScoresAndOdds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of VegasScoresAndOdds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter and dial up 1-800-808-3419. It's 1-800-808-3419, 1-800-808-3419, or go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com.
This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. Parental discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Goon Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Mandel, the Goon. And joining me, as always, are my two good friends and buddies. You got John Santucci in the house, as well as Spaceball. Gentlemen.
I made the friendship thing, Tooch.
I was just thinking that.
Of course.
I was so excited. I almost reverted back with the opening of Top Tutties. There, I almost reverted back to my rock and roll days there. I'm playing air guitar while I'm hearing the song.
There you go.
To do a little disc jockey there and lead it up to the post. But you took out the post. Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, doing great, Spaceball.
Doing well.
How about you, Tooch? Everything good?
Everything's going good so far, Joe. Ready to talk some fantasy football.
Oh, yes, gentlemen.
Tooch is on my ass in the football in the Bears Barroom League, and it bothers me.
He's coming.
I got a big ass, and Tooch is staring right at me.
I'm coming after you.
Oh, man. That got exciting real quick, man. Oh, my gosh. But it's been an exciting.
Hey, did anything happen today, Joe?
Oh, my gosh.
Did anything happen?
It's been an exciting day for NFL. The trade deadline's not until next week, but two big trades happened in the NFL today, gentlemen, and they're very fantasy relevant as well. The first one, the New England Patriots traded for Mohamed Sanu coming over from the Atlanta Falcons, so he's going to be a great fit for that offense. And they gave up a second-round pick for him, guys. So, Spaceball, I'll throw this to you first. Do you think that they overpaid for Sanu?
Yes, yes. I truly do. I've always watched how long has Sanu been in the league, Tooch, ages. And still a young guy, and he's an adequate third receiver. He was a third receiver on the Bengals. He was a third receiver on Atlanta. And I don't see him when you're 7-0, I understand about Gronkowski. The offense still hasn't gelled properly in New England. Later on, I want to talk about that defense. But to answer your question, no, I think they overpaid. And I would say when the GMs are working the phones, if they knew they could have instead for a second round pick gotten your next for a fourth and fifth round pick, Emmanuel Sanders was also traded today, would you have been happier just giving up a fourth and fifth for Emmanuel Sanders? The question.
Yeah.
Tooch? Who would you rather have?
Emmanuel Sanders, I think. Yeah, he's a better route. They're both good. I mean, but the thing with the Patriots and Mohamed Sanu, it really begs the question is what's going on with Josh Gordon? Is he injured really badly? Is he having off-field problems? So that's why they made the move.
Well, Gordon hasn't had a good season. Obviously, I ought to know that, because I drafted him and I still have him, and he's gotten, I think, one touchdown. But the bottom line is that I think it runs deeper than that. Is Dorsett nothing more than a plug-in that they were hoping to become the second receiver? I just don't understand. But do you really care if you're the Patriots? Sanu, they give up a second-round pick. I have a feeling everything I'm seeing in the stats I saw on TV last night, Brady's last three games have been extraordinarily inefficient. You would rather have Mitchell Trubisky than Brady.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you, they showed the stats, his first four games and last three. And my question is he breaking down? Hey, guys, no joking around. I tease all the time. I'm 70 and this and that. But you know what? My body feels it.
Right.
And, no, I'm not an athlete, but, I mean, just the everyday thing of getting in the car is a little bit. He can do all the freaky drinks and yoga and everything else he talks about, but he's still 42 years old. I'd like to know how many – I'd love to do a stat since he's been just in the NFL. How many hits has he taken with his helmet hitting the turf? In other words, And don't forget, he played in a very quality system in the Big Ten at Michigan for years.
Yes, he did.
That body, especially the head, has taken a beating. And I could see them truly winning this year, and I could see him retiring.
I agree. I do. I don't know if you guys saw on ESPN, Adam Schefter yesterday making some comments that were very interesting. I got to get your guys' thoughts on it.
Were they really? I re-saw it again today because, yes, I do my homework for this show because this is the best fantasy show in all the world. Screw all those other podcasters and everything else. It's the Bears bottom.
Damn right.
is the one they should listen to. But the bottom line is he sold his house. He put his house up for sale. Okay. Is that big of a deal? And he didn't do his contract, but they were trying to say because he has given Kraft a lot of discounts over the years. We all know that, including him and Kraft.
Right.
And I think he did that to say, okay, Mr. Kraft, I know I upset you with my parody in that Paul Rudd movie about walking out of a massage parlor.
Oh, my
Did
God.
Did you guys see that?
That is hysterical.
but the bottom line is that I think he retires this year. I think he is going to go into broadcasting. Just
I think
like
so.
ESPN wanted Manning so bad. And Manning just didn't want to do it. But if you look, the woman controls the house. Jennifer controls A-Rod. And look at A-Rod. Did you ever think A-Rod would be doing ESPN TV games? No, but he's not bad at it. I think Brady's going to be a star at whatever he does. And I think if he can do one more Super Bowl, I would say that cements his record. Nobody will ever come close.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think if he wins it this year, he walks away. Everyone's talking about, is he going to be playing quarterback for the Bears next year? I'm like, I don't think he's going to be playing for anybody next year.
Well, first of all, what team legitimately, let's say what we're seeing, what I talked about, whether they showed the stats during the game the last 3 weeks. Let's say that's starting to be the real Tom Brady. And what team would really want him other than name value? You could use the attendance in New York to or whatever, but no, he's not going to do it. He'll go somewhere else and get killed. He's going to retire a Patriot. What is it, 20th year? Think about that.
Yeah, that's wild. And guys, I have
20
his,
years. Yeah. I'd love to know. Once again, I'm going to go and look up how many times the helmet has hit the ground in 20 years with his head in it.
More than a few. But, guys, I pulled up his last couple starts here, too, guys. And, he's had some great ones, and he's kind of been up and down. Starting on I'll go back to week four. He only had 3.5 fantasy points in week four, 150 yards, an interception. But after that, he kind of picked it up. So against the Redskins in week five, he had 35 fantasy points, 3 passing touchdowns, over 300 yards. Week after that,
Remember who you said. Let's talk about the team. What I said, they had real. It was Washington. Washington should have lost to Miami. Okay, go ahead.
Agreed. So then you go to the Giants. Again, a Giants, not a good team.
Giants.
27 fantasy points, over 300 yards. Didn't throw for a touch. Only, actually, I lied. He didn't throw for a touchdown in that game, but he rushed for two. And then you go against the New York Jets, who are, you know, nothing special, obviously, after last night. But he didn't do anything against the Jets. 249 passing yards, one touchdown, and an interception for 13 or almost 14 fantasy points. So realistically, Brady's only had a couple good fantasy games.
Right. And but it comes back, and I'll bring it up right now to stay on subject. To everybody out there, I will say, everyone, look at your mid-range player. I asked Joe this. He said, wasn't it you, Joe, or was it you?
Yeah, no, that was me. Jarvis? Yeah, that was me.
And I said, would you trade Jarvis Landry for the New England Patriots defense? In most circumstances, everybody would just laugh and say no. I trade Odell Beckham for – I probably trade Todd Gurley for the New England – if you're listening to me, although we still need to talk, but the bottom line is, get up there, the Patriots for Gurley, we got to trade. Because if in fantasy scoring, I think the Patriots are number 7 in total points.
They're ridiculous.
Can you look that up? I'm not at my computer.
I'm pulling it up as we speak, gentlemen.
I think they're number 7 in most points. Dalvin Cook would be ahead of them.
Let's see here. I'm pulling it up right now. So the New England defense, 152 fantasy points on the year, gentlemen. That's good for eighth overall.
For a 70-year-old guy, not bad, huh? I said I think they're 7th or 8th overall. Who's the 7 ahead of them? Can you see it easily?
Let me go ahead and pull that back up.
Or no, if you're still there, what's the 3 after them? Who completes the top? Who's the 3 after them?
Ooh, let me pull this up. Sorry, it's just I have to reload it.
That's okay. Then never mind. Don't bother. I mean, but the bottom line is that's how valuable. That's what gets me crazy about our league and probably so many other leagues, to try so hard and you lose because of a defense or you win because of a defense.
Yeah, excluding quarterbacks, they're just behind Cooper Kupp, who's having a pretty damn good year. It's Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Michael Thomas, Austin Eckler, Chris Godwin, Ezekiel Elliott, Cooper Kupp, and the New England Patriots.
Oh, my God.
And then Amari Cooper and Aaron Jones. That's your top 10.
And just to put it into perspective, before we stop talking about New England, they've only given up 6 touchdowns on the year, guys. 3 of them are to the opposing defense. So only 3 of them are on when the other team is actually on offense. That's wild.
And if I'm correct, it's an NFL record, the first team in history to have not one but 2 30-plus points to 0 2 times. They've shut out 2 teams, and they scored over 30 points in both those games. First team in NFL history to do that.
Yeah, they're just flat-out ridiculous right now. And I said
ridiculous.
And also, guys, that they've outscored their opponents 223-48. That is incredible.
And that's why they could still be 7-0 if they had Mitchell Trubisky.
It's possible. That was a rough one. I saw that one in person on Sunday, guys. Trubisky did not look good.
And you know what's funny? See, fantasy can screw things up a little bit. He had a pretty good fantasy day, Trubisky. Didn't he have like 27 points?
A lot of it was during garbage time in the fourth quarter, but yes.
Okay, garbage time is still within the clock.
Yes, it is.
You know, I garbage time is still within the clock. I know what if I have somebody for me or against me playing on Monday night, you have to think garbage time. You know, Tooch, if he needed to win last night, he had Le'Veon Bell. No, but I'm using it as an example. You would have never thought of him scoring, doing anything in the second half because they had a throw. They were down so much.
Yeah,
but he's like their best receiver, though.
That's true.
He gets 9 targets a game.
I like my guy Robbie Anderson. Roughly. Yes. But I'm telling you, it is so screwy this season, and that's what makes it fun. Seattle looks great 1 week, and then they look like garbage the next week. Kirk Cousins, can we talk Kirk Cousins?
Oh, I picked him up and I played him in a league last week.
2 weeks in a row, 300 yards, 4 touchdowns.
With Tuch's activities, Joe, we're going to go behind the Bears barroom curtain. How is Tuch able to pick up Ronald Jones of Tampa Bay on a Monday?
he's a magical dude.
Because I'm not tattling on you. I'm jealous. I'm jealous, Tuch, because I would have tried that.
Well, you just put in those waiver claims. You know, you never know when the
gods will allow you. Yeah. But Kirk Cousins, right now to me, if they went, he could be most valuable player in the NFC. He has put up 1,000 yards in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's playing out of his mind.
Yeah. After everybody wanted him traded, basically, and gone, including the coach. Didn't the coach put him down?
Yeah.
Before these last 3 games?
Yes,
he did. I guess all you got to do is get mad at him and look out.
I tell you, there's a lot of Vikings fans here in Iowa, and at work all I heard was, like, Cousins is the worst. Several weeks. He's horrible.
You know, there's a rumor. Have you gone to Field of Dreams?
No, but I'm White Sox and Yankees are supposed to play there next year.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to tell you. But they're supposed to be building a stadium, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, it's like a 2 or 3 hour drive for me from here, I think. But I'm probably going to try and go to the Yankees Sox game. Oh, yeah. I would like to, for sure.
I'm going to get you tickets, Tuch.
Oh, nice.
Because my wife works with Major League Baseball on stuff, I'm going to get you tickets because I want to go.
Oh, nice. I'll meet you there.
I think it would be great. I'll make the drive, guys. I'm going to try to get tickets, too.
Okay, Joe. Sweet, okay. Joe. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, excellent.
But anyway, guys.
But are the Bears done?
Well,
if you're the Bears, do you try to trade? There's two guys that really got to be traded, aren't I correct? Don't you have to trade Cam Newton? And don't you have to trade, what's his name, from the Eagles to the Jaguars?
Carson Wentz.
Why am I spacing on his name? Yeah.
Zach Ertz.
Don't they both have to be traded?
Zach Ertz would be great for the Bears. I think Joe and I talked about this. His wife plays WNBA here in Chicago.
Soccer.
Really?
Soccer, sorry.
Yeah, his wife plays for the Chicago Red Stars, I believe. Julie Ertz.
Okay. But so whatever the case may be, I mean, are they going to trade? And who drafted Trubisky? Was it Nagy?
No, he was Ryan before Pace. Nate got there. Yeah. He played one season under John Fox.
Who drafted him, Tuch?
Pace coach was John Fox.
You know, the bottom line here is the amazing thing, and I still read the Chicago papers every day online, and my people, why isn't there more argument about who they missed drafting?
Oh, you can hear about that on the barroom a lot.
Yeah, we talk about it a lot.
I mean, that's an amazing, not one, not two, but three. And then let's go back and see when they traded the draft choice, who they could have had. Didn't they trade more than just down to get up? They gave their first round pick and they give their second?
Yep.
Okay, who was drafted in their second place round? I mean, it's unbelievable.
There's a lot of talent.
I used to bleed blue and orange. Yeah. Can you imagine Deshaun Watson? Mahomes. It's a shame. It really, really is.
Yeah, it makes me sad to think about, to be honest with you. This team last year looked like they had so much hope. And right now, I mean, I was at that game in person on Sunday, and I tell you what, they looked like they were completely lost.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, wasn't Montgomery supposed to be phenomenal?
Yeah, they only gave him one carry on Sunday.
Yeah, okay. And shouldn't Cone be treated like James White?
Yes, he should.
For New England? Four or five carries, you know. I looked during the game. I switched away from the game yesterday because I didn't need anybody last night, but I did have White. And I just looked, and his rushing at one point in the third quarter was 5 carries for 0 yards.
5 carries
for 0 yards. And his long was 3 yards. His long was 3 yards, meaning 4 carries for -2.
He's a pass catching back.
Run defense though on New Orleans.
But I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me at all that the Bears aren't getting more beat up. And you have to feel sorry for Trubisky, but you know what? He's going to be your permanent backup, just like who was the good looking kid from USC that was always a backup.
Mark Sanchez.
But he took the Jets to.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez. Yeah. Mark Sanchez.
Sanchez.
Yeah.
The butt fumble.
Yeah, there was another kid from USC, too, wasn't there?
Matt Barkley,
yeah.
Barkley, I mean, he's going to be a permanent. Everybody's going to want him as their second-string quarterback.
Yeah.
Because I still remember, and I'm not a football guy. I play fantasy on TV, but I'm not a football guy. When I heard he only played how many games in college?
13
games. 13 games in college. Okay, and you're done. That's why they make these kids go to school 2 years, not just one. I mean, and he played 13 games, and now they're putting him in as a starter? No. The Bears only have
Watson
themselves
and Mahomes,
to play.
Watson and Mahomes played so many more. They played probably three times as many games each than Trubisky.
Okay. Gentlemen, before I let you do the real fantasy thing, last week I asked you if the draft was today, who would be your first pick now? I'm going to ask you both, and I'm going to go to you first, Tooch. Who is, do you feel, we're basically at the halfway point.
Yes, sir.
Right now, who do you feel is the biggest disappointment in the NFL that was drafted high?
Ooh, wow.
I know mine.
Boy.
Go ahead, Joe.
Mine's
time to think.
Mine's got to be Juju Smith-Schuster. He's been a colossal bust. For me, I have him in two leagues, and he's just I can't start him every week. He's been horrible, and he's a guy that you expected to be a top five wide receiver. I haven't looked, but I'm pretty sure he's probably not even in the top 25 right now. He's been absolutely horrific, and I feel like a schmuck for drafting him.
Well, but it's not him as much as he is the third quarterback already. And now he's getting back his second quarterback for this coming week. But he's the third quarterback. I mean, and I'll let Tooch still think a little bit. My biggest disappointment was, guys, do you remember? Antonio Brown was on the Raiders when we drafted.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, he went in the first round, or the second round, rather. I passed on him when I took two wide receivers, and he went the round right after me, and I had the last pick in the first round.
Yeah, that's got to be a big disappointment for people. It's like it's like drafting thin air.
Yeah. I mean, you drafted Antonio Brown, and we're talking about our fantasy teams, and we're upset. What about Oakland and New England? New England would be 7-0, and that scoring output that Joe just read would be higher.
Yeah. Yes,
could
it
you
would.
Imagine? But so there we got Schuster and Brown. Who do you have now, Tooch?
Well, boy.
Oi. When I did guess you become Jewish? A Jew in Iowa.
I would say Andrew Luck.
Cut that out,
Aldo.
Cut that out.
Andrew Luck.
because I drafted him. But up until last...
Well, yeah, but he is. You know what? He is. But guess what? I mentioned two because the quarterbacks are going to come back. Right now, I like the Colts better with Brissett than with Luck.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, no.
It's the new wave of quarterback. New England knew exactly what they were doing, and I guarantee you New England's looking at Brissett and saying, why did we trade him? We
right.
overthought that one.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got Brady's two backups. By the way, one of Brady's backups has the same amount of losses, and that's Garoppolo.
Yeah, yeah. Zero.
Think about that. For all you young people out there, this quarterback, Tom Brady, drafted the Patriots behind him, first Garoppolo, then Brissett, and then they traded them both.
Yeah.
It's now unbelievable.
Now they got nobody.
You're going to win the Super Bowl.
That'd be a great Super Bowl if they played if they faced off in the Super Bowl. That'd be a low-scoring Super Bowl.
And by the way, with the 49ers securing finally what you'll call a quality receiver in Sanders.
Oh my gosh.
I think Garoppolo, if Sanders plays this weekend, I wouldn't, but definitely the rest of the year, Garoppolo and Sanders will be a very good combination.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Going to change that offense tremendously. Not this Sunday, even if he shows up to play. But, I mean, it's going to change it tremendously because that was the one thing they needed that they were missing completely was a wide receiver.
No doubt about that. They got a tight end, they got a receiver, and they got a quarterback and a hell of a defense.
Yeah, a good
and a couple of decent running backs. And Freeman, the last 2 weeks, has been unconscious.
He got ejected, right?
Yeah. No,
he was. It wasn't it the defensive guy that got, or was it him?
No, it was Freeman.
He punched Aaron Donald and got ejected.
Yeah. Didn't he punch him in the helmet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, with a bare hand.
Yeah.
You know, I would have tested him for a concussion right there. your bare hand and hit a guy. That's like when you get mad and you put your hand through the wall. Who's the loser there? You, because your wife will make you fix the wall.
Yeah, and your hand is feeling it.
Yeah. And your hand is hurting like the devil. Oh, God. Okay, I said, oi. All right, yes, I am Jewish, and I am 70 years old, and I'm going to go to sleep soon. Guys, good luck, and I'm on the road to 8-0, I hope.
All right.
All right, Spaceball, good luck this week, man.
Good luck, guys.
All right, Spaceball, we'll talk soon. And everyone, that's Spaceball. What a guy. He is just a bundle of laughs all the time. Gotta love him.
You know, up until last week, Joe, when he threw for 5 touchdown passes and over 400 yards, you could say Aaron Rodgers was a little bit of a disappointment. And like you said, Odell Beckham, who was probably a first-round draft pick,
yeah,
hasn't been doing much on Cleveland. The whole Cleveland team has been disappointing. Baker Mayfield. You know, except with the exception of Nick Chubb, you know,
yeah.
Chubb is still doing his thing. He's a lone bright spot.
Well, Tooch, you know who was disappointing last night and was Sam Darnold.
Yeah, and it's a shame because the week before, you know, he had a great game at over 30 fantasy points, I think. He had 28 fantasy points the previous week. This week, -6 fantasy points. So, I mean, the New England defense will make a lot of people look bad.
Did you hear what he said on the sideline last night, Tooch?
Is that the seeing ghosts?
Yeah, he said he was seeing ghosts, and I mean, if he's seeing ghosts, then he better go and see these guys. Ghostbusters. We ain't afraid of no ghosts. I should just keep this going the whole rest of the show, Tooch.
I'm all right with that. Hey, we got two teams on bye this week, Joe. The Ravens and the Cowboys.
Yes, you have Zeke Elliott and you have Mark.
We had a great game, too.
Yeah, Mark Ingram.
Another great game for Zeke.
Zeke, another great game. Mark Ingram, yep. Not so much, but much needed bye week for both of those teams, but it kind of puts you in a pickle when it comes to, you got two big name running backs in Mark Ingram and Zeke Elliott this week.
Yeah.
And Sandman in the chat room says that we can keep it going the rest of the show as long as we don't sing along. So thank you.
How about some fantasy gold games this week, Joe? What do you think? Any games you're looking at in particular?
Yeah, man. There's some real, real good ones this week.
Where's the fantasy gold, Joe?
Well, the funny thing is, if you have anybody, and this is going to be a lopsided affair, but the first one is Thursday night. You got the Vikings going to play the Redskins, and any Vikings you have, I think you're going to fire them up. So I think Dalvin Cook is just going to explode in that game. And I even love Kirk Cousins in this one. I think he's a great flyer play this week. Stephon Diggs may or may not be on the team at this point, so keep an eye out for that. If Diggs gets traded, I love Thielen even more. So,
Adam Thielen, doubtful for this game, though, Joe. A guy you might want to look at picking up if you're short of wide receivers, Olabisi Johnson, who's Adam Thielen's backup. And I'll tell you, he had one of those touchdowns from Kirk Cousins. You know, 8 targets, four catches, 40 yards, 1 reception, finished with 12 fantasy points. You know, Thielen, before he exited, caught one of them touchdown passes.
Yeah.
You know, and those fantasy touchdowns went to four different receivers, Joe.
Yeah, they spread out the ball a lot. So,
yeah,
you know, that's teams to watch in Minnesota. But really, really, Tooch, there's 3 matchups this week that I, outside of that game, that I think are fantasy gold explosion. So, I'm going to list off all 3, and then we'll go back and touch them all. First one being Seattle-Atlanta. That is just going to be fantasy dynamite. Second one, Arizona at New Orleans. That's another fantasy explosion game. I even like Kyler Murray in that game. David Johnson got hurt this week. They signed Alfred Morris today. So Alfred Morris could be a good spot start. Because he's
Joe, I was one of those people that had Chase Edmonds on my bench, and I just didn't think David Johnson would be a DNP.
Yeah,
He came in and rushed for 1 carry, 2 yards, and he was done.
That was it.
And Chase Edmonds exploded, 3 touchdowns rushing.
Yeah,
you know, they had nearly 40 fantasy points on my bench, Joe. That would have won me the game if I would have started him.
Yes, it would have. Yeah. And then my last.
It was a weird week, don't you think? A lot of people who, you know, Marvin Jones exploded for 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people who, you know, haven't been normally scoring. You know, Marvin Jones, if you look at his scores of the weeks, it's like, you know, single digit, an explosion, single digit, single digit, an explosion. You know, it's like typical Marvin Jones. It's like Will Fuller. Will Fuller and Marvin Jones do that all year. It's so hard to predict when those two guys are going to explode.
Will Fuller injured, expected to miss some serious time, Tooch, from 3 to 4 weeks. So that helps.
His backup's one of my top targets, Joe.
He is, and we'll dig in. This week. Well, you want to do it now or you want to save it?
Let's do it now.
Just do it. Jump into it.
Yeah. One of the top targets you got to be looking at is Kenny Stills, who's a great deep threat. He's going to fill in fine for Will Fuller. And Deshaun Watson, he likes to throw it deep, Joe. He's not afraid to throw deep. You know, Kenny Stills went over 100 yards this week. This is one of the fantasy gold matchups.
Absolutely. You know,
Texans and Raiders.
What about
you? Got to get all your Texans in this game, man. I'm telling you.
All your Texans, and I want to say even get your Raiders in this one, too. Yeah. Our guy Darren Waller finally scored a touchdown.
Oh, man. Monster week, Joe. Do you know what his number was, his line?
I believe he had like 9 catches, 130-something yards, and a touchdown.
Yep. 2 touchdowns. He had 8 targets, 7 catches, 126 yards, 2 touchdowns, 36 fantasy points. So, you know, you got to like that at the tight end position. He's got to be the number one tight end out there now, Joe.
He's got to be pretty darn close. I imagine there's no one near him except for Austin Hooper.
Yep. Yeah.
It was Disley before that, but
Disley, Hooper, Waller, you know, three tight ends who you know wouldn't normally have drafted very high.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Interesting year for the tight end, Tooch. It's,
yeah.
And then another matchup I wanted to talk about here, Tooch, is Sunday night.
Yep.
You got Green Bay at Kansas City.
Yep.
Now, we know Patrick Mahomes not going to play in this game. I'm not exactly sure if Chad Henne is back and able to start.
No, it's going to be veteran Matt Moore.
Okay, so Matt Moore.
Teaching or coaching high school football before the Chiefs gave him a call.
Yeah, so Chad Henne dealing with a broken ankle. He's due to come back soon, but he's not ready just yet. So it looks like Moore is going to take the start here. But regardless, you're going to fire up everybody you got in this game. Aaron Rodgers has to be the number one quarterback on the board this week against that Kansas City secondary, which actually played somewhat decent last week.
They're starting to play better.
They are starting to play better, but I still love Rodgers this week. Aaron Jones, for me, is just a monster play this week. I love Aaron Jones. And, of course, any Green Bay Packers you can get, we'll see who's going to be active. Maybe Davante Adams can come back this week. I'm not quite sure what his status is yet. But if he plays, you're going to fire him up.
Yeah. And, you know, you've got a lot of games that look one-sided. You know, this week, like the Steelers hosting the Dolphins, you could have your Steelers, you know, go off. And then Patriots hosting the Browns, you know, that game also looks one-sided.
Yeah.
You know, and then, hell, the Giants and Lions might even put up some points, Joe.
I think the Giants and Lions will be a good fantasy game. I love Matthew Stafford. I like Matthew Stafford this week as a fill-in.
Yep. The Lions are banged up on defense, too. Darius Slay, arguably their best pass defender, defensive back, and Snacks Harrison, arguably their best run stuffer, maybe one of the best run stuffers in the league. So Saquon Barkley, you got to figure, should have a decent game. He came back last week, had some pretty good stats, Joe. Had a touchdown rushing, 17 fantasy points for Saquon.
Wow. And real quick, Tooch, to touch back on the Lions, I don't know if you saw, they actually made a trade today.
Yes.
They acquired Quandre Diggs from the Lions to bolster that secondary. So that's a great pickup for them.
The Lions traded Quandre to where? The Seahawks?
That's right. The Seahawks acquired him from the Lions, yeah.
From the Lions, right. Yeah, he was arguably their best safety. Quandre Diggs was drafted out of Texas as a cornerback and found a home at safety on the Lions.
Yeah, Darius Slay was not happy when he saw the news today on Twitter.
they traded away his best friend. Yeah, team at this point in time, you know, Lions 500, Bears 500. It's easy for players to get the signal that the team is giving up on the season at that point. So. You know, maybe, and they didn't get that much for him either, but,
you know. They got in return. So in exchange with a 2021 seventh round pick that's it.
Right.
Wow.
So Joe, we did have a lot of injuries this week. A lot of people who had guys in their lineup. Aside from Patrick Mahomes, Matt Ryan went out and finished with 2 fantasy points.
Yeah, I traded for him this week, too. I traded Amari Cooper for him.
That hurt me. David Johnson, whoever had David Johnson, he has a back injury and an ankle. He may not play this week. Adam Thielen, these are guys that I had originally, all three of these guys on my team. I traded David Johnson away, but Adam Thielen with a hamstring, he's doubtful. Kerryon Johnson, Joe.
Yeah, he's going to miss some time.
He's going to miss some time. That's going to bring you to one of my top targets, running back Ty Johnson, who looked to be the workhorse after Kerryon went down, although there's rumors that they may sign C.J. Anderson back, Joe.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Yep, Wolf Fuller went out. He was also one of the guys on my team. That was one of the reasons why I lost one game. I had a bunch of guys go out. Will Fuller goes out. We talked about Kenny Stills. Delanie Walker with an ankle. You might want to pick up him.
Yeah.
His backup. Jonnu Smith came in and did a decent job. And Titans look a lot better with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback.
They sure do, man. They look like a whole new team on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of my top pickups. Ryan Tannehill, of course, we mentioned Kirk Cousins, if he's still out there. Sam Darnold, I know you're saying negative six fantasy points, but he played the Patriots, Joe. So, yes. And, of course, Jimmy Garoppolo's got a new weapon.
I love Jimmy the rest of the season. He's got a nice schedule.
Jacoby Brissett, four touchdowns this past week. So, you've got some choices out there. Matt Stafford, also four touchdowns. So, if he is available, there's some streaming quarterbacks out there. Running backs, Joe, Latavius Murray came in for Alvin Kamara, who didn't play. He also was one of those key injuries hurting you if you had him. James Conner is banged up. They were on a bye. Maybe he comes back healthy. Do you know the word on Conner, Joe?
Well, he's questionable to play in this game, Tooch, but like you said, he had to bye to get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in desperate need of a win right now. And Monday night, they got a finger-licking matchup against the Miami Dolphins. Yeah. So they probably don't have to bring him back. But I hope they do because I have him. And
you
I want to play.
Pick up Benny Snell then, Joe, for Connor's backup.
Yeah, you want whoever you can get against the Miami Dolphins right now, Tooch.
Right, and a sneaky pickup might be you could pick him up right now and stash him on your IR. Darius Geis, he could be back in a couple weeks, Joe, on the Redskins.
Yeah, yeah. That's even though they're a wasteland right now, I do like Geis.
Adrian Peterson went out with an ankle. Joe,
yeah, he's got an MRI. He got an MRI today, so keep an eye on that.
Todd Gurley, you know, he came in, he wasn't doing that well. He came in, they couldn't do anything rushing. So keep an eye on him. His backup, Malcolm Brown, did not play. But
yeah, Daryl Henderson.
He might be the back to pick up if you've already made a move for him. But he might be available out there. And, of course, we mentioned Chase Edmonds, who had three rushing touchdowns in place of David Johnson.
Yeah.
He's going to be a hot pickup if he isn't already pickup. Wide receivers, Joe, of course, we mentioned Kenny Stills. Now with Ryan Tannehill, both Tennessee Titans receivers look pretty good. Corey Davis, nearly 100 yards receiving and a touchdown.
Yeah, great game.
Yep, A.J. Brown, eight targets and six catches. He also looked good. And then, again, on the Bills, you might want to think, if you're really desperate, Cole Beasley was highly targeted out of the slot. John Brown on the deep ball. And Devontae Parker 2 weeks in a row with a touchdown, Joe, from Ryan Fitzpatrick. Is this Devontae Parker finally emerging, Joe, or is this all just smoke and mirrors again?
You know, I think it's smoke and mirrors. Devontae Parker's never been consistent with anything in fantasy. And this might be the week too, guys, and you got to keep an eye on it. But I think Kenyon Drake will be traded this week. I'm gonna call it right now.
Yeah, he's on the block. Mark Walton looks to be the guy there in Miami, of course.
Another guy to pick up right now.
Right, Kalen Ballage has been vulturing touchdowns, though. I don't like that. But yeah, Mark Walton has been the most effective back in Miami. Let's see, Joe. We don't know. Do we know the status of Alvin Kamara? Because Latavius, they look just fine with Latavius Murray there. You know, Murray with a huge game. I actually started him against the Bears.
So did I.
Remember, didn't I talk about it last week?
Yeah, we talked about how he's a bear killer.
He's a bear killer. He has huge game, whether it was with Minnesota or whoever, Oakland or now with the Saints. Latavius Murray just has been a bear killer.
Yeah, and you know, and they have a great matchup too against the Cardinals.
Yeah,
Kamara's questionable going into this game, and you know he's been dealing with some injuries, and they don't really need him right now. So I'd be shocked if he came back.
They're going on bye next week, Joe. So do you think they rest Alvin Kamara, and Drew Brees should be coming back after the bye?
Yeah,
maybe Kamara doesn't play at all, and it's Latavius Murray again. Because you don't need to risk Alvin Kamara any further injury. Let him have two more weeks to recover. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they're going to sit Kamara this week. I know they're saying he's questionable. I think like you said, they're just using it as smoke and mirrors. I think Murray did so well against the Bears. I look for Latavius Murray to have another monster game against the Cardinals. Because I really don't think, I mean, they beat the Bears handily without their starting quarterback, without their starting running back, and without a starting corner. So, I mean, imagine what they're going to do this week against the Cardinals that their defense is absolutely horrendous.
Yeah. Yeah, that game should have some good fantasy scoring in it.
Yeah, I think so.
The Colts are playing the Broncos, Joe. You got to think the Colts have a good chance of putting some points up there, too. Might want to get your Colts players in there. The Colts defense looking pretty good, Joe.
Yeah, it is. The Colts defense is very good. A great pickup. There's some leagues, for whatever reason, that the Colts defense is unowned.
Yeah.
And
yep.
If they're available, go pick them up because they have a pretty nice schedule. But also, you know, in that game, you got to look at T.Y. Hilton. I mean, I think he's due for a monster game as well. T.Y. and Marlon Mack, who's due for a rebound, too. Yeah. He had a rough game last week.
He's getting the volume, Joe. He's getting volume. He's getting touches. You know, they got to think, I mean, that was, you know, the Texans have a decent run defense. It's where they're passing that they're weaker at. You know, you could throw on them because you see Jacoby Brissett, 300 yards, 4 touchdowns. You know, on that team, besides T.Y. Hilton, Zach Pascal, seven targets, 6 catches, 102 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He had 33 fantasy points. Who'd have thought? But I want to mention another guy who might be on the comeback trail, Joe. That's Eric Ebron, who had 4 catches for 70 yards and a touchdown, 17 fantasy points. Eric Ebron available out there, Joe. Is he a good pickup?
Well, I think tight end is a needy position this year, and I think anyone that is getting volume or starting to get volume has got to be worth an addition, because you have people like Greg Olsen and O.J. Howard that are just underperforming. So, yeah, I think he's worth adding right now. And just because I mentioned his name, O.J. Howard, another trade target that's being discussed. So he's another guy that might be traded in the next week or two. So keep an eye on that.
And John Kesick in the chat room mentions Cortland Sutton on the Broncos. He's had 8 targets in most of the games and 6 catches, over 60 yards. This week he had a touchdown as well. Another guy you want to keep an eye on, Joe, who might be passing DJ Chark, D.D. Westbrook, who had 9 targets, 6 catches, 103 yards, 22 fantasy points. Watch out. He may look to become the number one receiver in Jacksonville. We'll see. Let's see. Austin Eckler doing his thing again, Joe.
Yeah.
Making Melvin Gordon, you know. They're at the Bears. You know, Bears usually have a pretty good run defense. What do you think, Austin
Not
Eckler?
Not last week.
more of a game script for Austin Eckler, Joe, in this one.
Yeah, I think it's going to favor Eckler more just because his style of game is better against the Bears than Gordon's.
Right.
So I think they'll probably use both guys, but I like Eckler better. And another thing worth noting, Tooch, I know we keep talking about trades, but one of those guys could be traded too this week.
Yep.
Hopefully they are, and to clear up that backfield a little bit.
Yeah, and now Keenan Allen, 11 targets that game. He looks to be on the road back. We'll see. He's struggling. You know, dropped out of the top 15 receivers. Hunter Henry, though, Joe.
Beast. 8
targets, 6 catches, 97 yards, 15 fantasy points this week, 35 the week before. Hunter Henry, if you picked him up, whoever dropped him and didn't keep him around, if you picked him up, you're a happy camper. I think I got him in a couple leagues, Joe.
Yeah, I enjoy Hunter Henry very much right now. And hopefully he can stay healthy. That's all I can say about that.
Yep, that is for sure. Let's see, who else were some standouts, Joe? You know, Golden Tate, 11 targets. He had 14 fantasy points this week, 27 fantasy points the week before. If Golden Tate is out there, might want to think about them. They are at the Lions this week. Lions look to be without Darius Slay.
Yeah.
Might want to think about picking up Golden Tate.
Tate's taken in some leagues, but there are some leagues where I have seen people just not pick him up yet. So if you're in a league that people don't pay attention, he might be out there. But Golden Tate has been a beast.
What about streaming Teddy Bridgewater at home versus the Cardinals, Joe?
I love it. I think Teddy's got a great matchup. I mean, look how good he did against the Bears. I was sitting there, and I started looking at the stats, and I'm like, man, Teddy's actually, you know, making mincemeat out of us right now.
Yeah.
And Michael Thomas just kept getting open. I tell you what, that guy is a hell of an athlete.
Oh, my God. Michael Thomas again. 11 targets. 27 fantasy points, 9 catches, 131 yards. Didn't find the end zone, but 27 fantasy points. Joe, I want to mention another guy we're talking about earlier, and that's Dallas Goedert, who finished with 4 catches, 69 yards, a touchdown for 14 fantasy points, Joe.
And Tooch,
when does Dallas Goedert become the number one receiver there, or tight end?
I could be as soon as the next few days, because I feel like I think Ertz is going to be traded. If you're going to pick up Goddard, you pick him up right now.
You have to
get your claim in, and you got to hope that Ertz gets traded this week. But either way, he's outscoring Ertz right now.
Ertz right now, exactly. He's outscoring Ertz. And tight end is a needy position. Joe, we got to talk about that San Francisco Washington game. That game was played in a monsoon, Joe.
Yeah, slip and slide. So,
George Kittle, 6 fantasy points. Tevin Coleman, 8.
We don't give a fuck.
Thanks, Heidi. Hi, Heidi. again, we mentioned Ryan Tannehill, 312 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. He finished with 28 fantasy points. Yeah. Derrick Henry doing his thing. He's got a tough matchup. Do you sit Derrick Henry versus the Buccaneers, one of the top run defenses in the league, Joe?
Yeah, man, it's a tough. It really depends on what you have on your bench.
Yeah,
I mean, if you have a better option, I know this sounds like basic advice, but really, if you have someone with a better option, which is almost anybody right now, because that Bucs run D has been very good, I'm sitting Derrick Henry if I can, especially because of how efficient Ryan Tannehill has been in the past game since he's come back. So I'd be interested to see, you know, what he does this week, but I'm not taking the risk on Henry.
If the Bears were to trade for Zach Ertz or O.J. Howard, which one would you prefer?
Oh, whichever one costs less. And I think right now the one that would probably cost Zach less Ertz? Is probably Ertz, because he's Howard was a first-round pick and he's out of contract. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'd go for Ertz. I know that would be a bit of a rental, but...
Yeah, now Redskins play Thursday night at the Vikings. Adrian Peterson has an ankle. Is it a Chris Thompson week? Or have they signed someone else? Do you know what's going on in the backfield of the Redskins, Joe?
I haven't heard. I know CJ Anderson is out there, but I don't. I really think it's a Chris Thompson week. I'm really, because Darius Geis is so close to coming back. I think it's a Chris Thompson week.
They have anyone else? Let's see.
The Redskins backfield. It's amazing that we're actually talking about the Redskins.
Yeah. Oh, wait. They picked up Wendell Smallwood. That might be a name you want to look at. If Adrian Peterson, he's questionable. Chris Thompson's questionable. Thompson, he's got a toe, and Adrian Peterson's got an ankle. So keep an eye on that backfield for Washington. Wendell Smallwood, he played. He had almost, he's got 14 fantasy points on the season. he had 5 rushes, 23 yards, not bad. He was arguably the most productive runner in that monsoon. But it says, the Redskins offense coordinator Kevin O'Connell said Wendell Smallwood could see passing down snaps as well. So
daily fantasy, he'll be nice and cheap.
With Chris Thompson out, but. Minnesota, pretty good defense. Oh, maybe fishing there, Joe, but something to keep an eye on. But Darius Geis due to return soon. That's why I was mentioning him.
Yep, definitely get your claims in on Geis. I know he's available in the majority of leagues right now.
Yes, sir.
And just overall, guys, it's been a wild couple weeks of fantasy. We're halfway through. You have the trade deadline coming up. It's going to be even more trades happening. I'm looking forward to it. Make sure you keep your eyes on Fantasy Football Goon on Twitter and fantasyfootballgoon.com. We'll have all the trade info and all that good stuff. The podcast will be on there as well.
I got one last question for you, though, Joe.
Yes.
Joe Mixon, the AFC's leading rusher last season, droppable?
I wouldn't go that far. I think he's not good.
About disappointing players.
Yeah, I have him in one league. He's been riding my bench. I'm just waiting for the week that I have to start him.
I got to tell you, one pleasant surprise has been Allen Robinson, though, Joe. He's doing it again, 24 fantasy points again this week, running some filthy routes.
Well, I tell you what, he's doing it with A couple garbage men at quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, the Allen Robinson, fantastic this season. Not many bright spots on the Chicago Bears besides Allen Robinson, maybe Eddie Pinheiro.
Steady Eddie.
That's about it, Joe. You know, the Bears have got to turn it around.
They got to turn it around. They got no choice. Otherwise, we're in for a long season, my friend.
Yep. Yeah, they got to rediscover the run game. Stop giving the ball to Cordell Patterson and let's give it to the running backs. Cordell Patterson with a nice kickoff return.
That was the nicest thing that I saw all day on Sunday, too.
Shot out of a cannon.
He was. It's funny because I'm sitting at the 50-yard line and I'm like, no, take a knee. What are you doing?
We got a question in the chat room, Joe.
From the Sandman?
Sandman. Who's going to lose first, Sandman or Spaceball? Do they play each other?
They might at some point. Yeah. But I think the first person to lose there is probably going to be Spaceball because Sandman's team is ridiculous.
His whole team. Spaceball's traded. I don't think his roster has any of the guys he drafted anymore.
I even traded with Spaceball last week too.
I did too. He's been trying to acquire Le'Veon Bell from me, and I countered. You know, tell him I don't want to. Le'Veon Bell's schedule is ridiculous coming up. He's going to go. Le'Veon Bell is about to go nuts. His schedule is so easy coming up. It's all green. It's all green in Yahoo, Joe. So
that's good.
Yeah, I didn't want to give him up without getting something good, but. Yeah.
I traded Tyler Lockett for Mark Ingram.
Right. We thought that would be a good trade, though. But, hey, the Ravens have the easiest schedule against the run. I think he's going to be fine. Ingram, you know, Lockett is a good player, too, Joe. Did you need running backs?
Yeah, my running backs are a little weak in that league. And I had a little wide receiver help on the bench, so
there you go.
I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna sell high on Lockett because I don't know what's gonna happen.
Right. Well, I mean, Lockett's doing pretty well, but you know, there's also DK Metcalf there.
Yeah.
No Will Disley anymore. They don't play each other, so.
Well then,
I still think it'll be Spaceball. Because he trades away all of his good players. He needs to hit on some trades, though, too.
Yeah, he's definitely a wheeler and dealer. There's no doubt about that.
He loves to trade. There's probably nobody in this league that hasn't traded with him already.
I didn't think I would, but I got an offer. I'm like, I kind of like that.
He gets around. It's baseball.
He definitely gets around, man.
Yeah, well, coming up after this show, Joe's Shy Fans in the Stands. Don't know if you know about that show. That features,
I don't.
Oh,
tell
features
me more.
You. It features you and Greg Braggs Jr., Greggy Sunshine. Who's on Shy Fans tonight, Joe?
Matt Carstensen joining us tonight.
Nice. Cars Keys. Very cool.
Yes, tune in for that. We'll be breaking down the Bears' colossal destruction from Sunday that Greg and I both witnessed in person, Tooch.
Very nice, very nice. All right, Joe, you have a great show, and I will talk to you next week on Fantasy.
I know it. Yeah, for sure, Touche. I appreciate you joining me as always, my friend. And thank
my pleasure.
And a huge thank you to Spaceball as well for coming with us again tonight. And it's going to be a fun one tonight on Shy Fans in the Stands. Make sure you tune in for the open of that show. We got some – it's going to be very – just make sure you bring the tissues. You're going to want to bring the tissues for it. But either way, lots of fantasy stuff coming up this week, guys. We appreciate you joining us on the Fantasy Football Goon Podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Joe Mandel. Follow Tooch at Santucci_John. Make sure you follow us at FFB Goon. Check out our website each week for our weekly rankings, fantasyfootballgoon.com. And most of all, check us out. Ask us questions on Twitter. We want to help you win your matchups every single week.
Yep.
Tooch and I are glad to help. And Tooch, let's end the show the same way we do every week.
Let's do it.
God bless America. God bless football. Let's kick some ass.
So long, farewell. I'll be just saying goodnight.
I hate to.
to go and leave this pretty sight.